Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end. Told the rich men, told the rich men. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. 'Cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
And so that is Oliver Anthony, the Rich Men of North of Richmond. That was released on August the 8th this year, and it is the highest selling streaming song in North America. It's on top of the charts in New Zealand. It will apparently be on top of the Billboard 100 charts at number one this week. And this is a guy with his first recorded single, Adda. He is unsigned. He has already knocked back two offers of $8 million to a record contract this week based off this single. And it is a song, I think, of anger and displacement. And we are talking about Scales this week. Welcome, Hatter. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, AP. I'm all right.
Very good. And thank you to Deb for uploading that. How are you going, Deb?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I have had a somewhat rough month, it's fair to say, in terms of health. I have been out of action for most of the week because I've had the flu. And then the week prior to that, I was deposited in hospital via a Mica intensive care ambulance after having a rather nasty turn with a tummy bug. And the week before that, I was in hospital getting my arm operated on. So to say that it hasn't been a wonderfully an understatement, but we are here still, and I will, I promise, get to judging the AP Taylor sponsored competition this week now that I have got myself to the other side of all of this stuff. Anyways, talking about scales and different things today and in our program, and we are a team of voices. You can find us on allpoetry.com and knock on the door and Deb will let you in. We're sponsored by AP Taylor, that'd be me. We have different subjects at this time. We haven't had one so far in August because I've been around. This is the 1st of August. This episode is on the subject of scales, and we have a number of poets who have written about scales. Have you found inspiration in scales, Hatter?
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all.
Okay.
I got really off the beaten path. So, yeah, I think I got to end it.
Off beaten tracks. Okay, Anna. That's allowed. But I have interestingly, I went back and had a look at the videotape, Anna, and I have done 4 poems for the month of August, and I have painted 14 pictures. So it just goes to show, you know, where the headset has gone to. If you look on the board, Hattie, you can see my latest wave. I've been in a wave phase too. I think Chaos is going to be joining us. She was saying she's had a few things on and hasn't been able to get into the art recently, but hopefully she will soon so we can share some of that. The art's been going along, I'd like to say swimmingly, Hatter, because of the waves. It's been going along swimmingly. So, I've been enjoying it a lot. So anyway, there you go. That's what I've been up to.
Wow, shit.
Hospital, flu, and art. Oh, it just worked your way up, Hatter. Just go up the page.
Yeah, I see it. Cool.
Yeah.
I saw the first wave you did. It was pretty good when I was down there.
Sorry, Hatter.
I'm just saying, everybody's got a knack. You know, they do one thing better. Yeah. And yours is waving.
I've got myself into a wave theory for some reason. Hatter, I can't explain why it is, but with artistic endeavors is you just sometimes you stumble on things that you really enjoy and that you could do forever, and seems to be waves for me. Don't know why, but it is. I think the best thing to do is not question that, just to go with the flow, Hatter.
No pun intended.
Who tied
the chaos
flow? I just kind of tied up.
Well,
on tire.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it should be here soon. Well, I think, hold on, we have a caller. I don't know, it's chaos. Is that you, Rack?
Hey, AP, how you doing?
Hey, well, you know, compared to the month I've had, much better, you know. I'm sitting here talking to you and not in a hospital bed and not coughing my guts out my bed, you know. All things being equal, it's you know, better than what I'd spend. Although you can still probably tell it in my voice, you know, it's still a little bit, you know, not right. But anyway, it's close.
You sound chipper.
Well, you know, as I said, chipper is, you know, compared to where I've been, you've got to be chipper if you're not sort of 6 feet under or something like that. All things being equal. So, here we are. And so we are talking about scales, Brack. So this is an opportunity for you to get out any of your poems about songs or comparing one thing to another or whatever. It's quite a generic sort of topic, really. So that's what we've got on today. We've got scales. So
I didn't quite call to weigh in, but I'll hang out.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, please. Please do. Please do. Now, so we've got a... Now, Hatta, you're still finishing your poem. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I might have to ask for help. I just can't.
No, that's okay. Maybe what we'll do is we'll do mine, and we've got Deb's, and between us, and then we've got, I think Kay's got one, and I think Dave's got one on the board too. So we've got a few to give you inspiration, Hatta, yeah? Let's see how that works. So,
okay.
Always,
I'm
going to
post
mine
incomplete.
Sorry, Hatta?
I'm going to post mine incomplete. So it's going to be there.
Oh, are you? Okay. You can do that. So I'm going to read scales first. This is my one. And
okay.
I didn't mind this. I thought it was okay. So this is scales, and it goes a little bit like this. They boldly stand among statues of marble within the classics, the balance between two, and they represent truth when much garble, when blithely both sides cases weigh due. While those same increments of bars fine upon a makings that discriminate pitch, that be read and turned into tunes divine within a rhythm and pace soft designs rich. Or overlapping circular designs in the wild, such as in fish or dragons, even of lizards, in copied for clothing, even armour filed, so that their wearer protects their gizzards. From the very specific to the most oblique, scales run throughout and within unfurled. Mind, we don't have to go too far to seek. We find them wherever we look in this world. End poem.
I thought you were going to curl them.
Wandering around the world of scales. Deb, what did you think?
Well, I like how you went through a variety of scales, but I have to say I giggled when you said been copied for clothing, even armor felt, so that their wearer protects their gizzards.
I thought that was wild.
But that just made me giggle. I thought that was funny. True, but funny. And then the ABAB came out really well, too.
Thank you. Yes. One of those sort of classic, sort of standard sort of rhyme patterns for me. Rat, what did you think as you listened through that little piece?
If you're not going to throw anything at me, I'll say you did the scales justice.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your point of view, and I like topics like that you know, someone's going to look at it and think one thing, and then someone else is going to look at it and think, you know, dragons or, you know, completely different directions. You know, I find it interesting, you know, when you use a certain word, like Deb pointed out, when you say gizzards, it invariably has something attached to it that makes you go in a certain direction. And, you know, as storytellers, as poets or writers or whatever, those words are, you know, in our quiver, you know, we can whip them out and invoke a specific feeling, whether it's a color or something else, just by changing the word. And you know, you did that deftly, like you normally do. You know, you people, you know, language, and no matter where you're from, colloquial or not, there's you know, things that we're familiar with that we feel comfortable with, and you're drawn to it when it's presented to you, and this was very comforting.
Thank you, Rack. I quite like gizzards and lizards. I bet nobody's sort of rhymed gizzards before. Anyway, Hatta, what did you think? Classic sort of me sort of poem.
Well, I didn't think well enough because I didn't think of dragons. I do like that, what right, said such as fish, dragons, even in lizards.
Yes.
Wherein protects the
yes.
his gizzards. Yeah, it's clever. Shoot,
thank
what was the other part? That was not, I hate going last. I always lose with.
yeah, no, no, no.
No, that's it. That's it. Travel around the world, look at the scales. Oh, yeah, the blind lady with the scales. I don't know how many times I've heard that.
Yeah.
A lawyer. So.
Yeah, that was the sort of legal thing, you know, the scales of justice with the sort of classic statue of the sort of Greek lady, sort of,
you know,
with the mask on.
The best speech like that is Trey Gowdy. You go on YouTube,
really?
Look up Trey Gowdy, and go Trey
okay.
Gowdy tomorrow. That should bring it up. He,
okay.
he makes a speech in Congress to the senators and congressmen, and
yeah.
it's a strong,
okay.
it, full circuit. Yeah, Trey Gowdy, T-R-E-Y,
okay.
and it's a G-A-U-D-I-E, I think.
Okay, right on.
Gowdy.
I'll do that. Thank you. Okie dokie. Now, Deb, did you want to put your dragon poem up? I think that's a nice way to go next.
Dragon poem.
There are some mention of them. That would be cool. It's up there. And I just thought that the picture was really pretty, so it was like, okay, I'm going to grab this one.
Excuse me.
Grab the dragon by the tail.
Right? You got it, Hatter?
I'm having a coffee attack. Hold on. Excuse me.
Are we ready?
Yes, got it.
I am.
All right. It's called Wet Dragon Scales Glitter in the Light. And here we go. She slips out from a wall of blackberries with thorns to hunt in the percolating brook for fish to eat, scanning as the opal sun climbs the sky at dawn, then shines on the banks lined with brown berry peat. Thin scales are overlaying her skin like a snake's, and all the scales are overlapping plates that shield her flesh like the armor knights wear, storming the castle's wooden gates. Two pelicans and a stork hunt in the brook, too, till she spots them and flashes her fanged teeth. Now she pounces and dines on the pelican meat, then dives to nab the brook trout from underneath. As the rays from the sun hit her wet scales, they glitter like diamonds in the neon light. The lady dragon slithers back in the thorn-covered den, napping till she hunts her deer beneath the moon tonight. End the poem.
There you go. That's fun. I like that. I like scales that glitter like diamonds in the neon light. I think that's very cool. Beautiful description. Rat, what did you think?
I think they should pay you in scale. That's just one. It's a very thoughtful piece. I love dragons. And you know, the origin, it makes you contemplate the origins of them. I think, you know, dragons, where they come from. You know, that movie Jurassic Park, they made you question if the origins of dragons were from chickens rather than lizards and things like that. But, you know, obviously they look a little more like one than the other. So it's interesting to think about. And, I love the armor also, the hide, when you think about that piece.
Thank you, Reckontor.
Thank you, Rack. And Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Dead's dragon piece?
Yeah. Is it just me or does Deborah always sound sexy when she's reading? No matter what. What.
I have no idea.
The other day, she was reading something supposedly dark, and I just
yes.
I'm over here shaking my head, going,
"Wow,
it
was dark."
Well,
too sexy.
They always say, Hatter, that interpretation is in the ear of the beholder. You know, so or something similar. So I don't know. It could be both, could be none, could be just one way. I don't know.
Well, there's a first they didn't add to the song. I'm too sexy for my voice. Give me a break.
There you go.
It's how you read it.
Right, said Deb. Right, said
Deb.
Now,
I still have Wednesday night on the brain.
Hatter, talking about too sexy for my voice, I've got a feeling this is 580. Hello, 580.
Hello.
Ooh,
we were just talking about people with voices. Chaos, people with voices that are, you know, reasonable. And that
looking
would
be for
you.
Cans.
Hello. Well,
anything to take
them? Someone's clumsy over there, I swear.
Yeah,
that's not
crazy.
I'm throwing that stuff.
So,
well, go ahead.
Welcome.
Throw some more. That wall over there. Throw it against
that
wall.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Good to hear you, Chaos.
How are y'all tonight?
I am very, very well. I've just been saying before, I've been doing lots of ask, lots of waves. So, throwing the waves out there and throwing them onto boards, Chaos. That's what I've been doing, you know. Apart from being sick. I've been sick and I've been putting pain on boards. That's it. So,
I'm hot.
Anyways, we're very, very glad you're here. Now, Hatter, you had a incomplete poem on scales.
Well,
is that right?
Incomplete poem, and I don't like it at all. So I could go,
right.
Since I didn't see the dragon, I could say, I thought I was done, but I was just dragging on. There's my poem.
You were. You could say that, but it's a bit of a stretch. You could say that.
All right. Okay, so you want me to, you supposedly want me to go get it. Okay.
Well,
I will read it.
It's a poetry show, Hatter. And so typically what you do is you read poetry, you know? I mean,
would
you okay? But it's a poetry show.
He's going to get it, but his ass is dragging.
I'm dragging that.
Yeah, there's that.
Okay,
so
I'll read this. And
you'll
tell me how.
Okay.
It's not poetry.
I'm sure it's poetry. Okay, here we go.
I don't know why. I was really having I had one creative day. All the juices rolling and everything, and then bam, I hit the wall. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Stories are told for many years.
You okay to read it, Hatter? Yeah, okay. Here we go.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
That would probably you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I don't have to claim it so much. Okay,
here we go. This is from Jay Hatter from 12 minutes ago. This is Stories Are Told from Memories Past. That's a good title, huh? And it goes a bit like this. The stories are told from memories past, the spotting of whales from atop a mast. Seymour Seagull, watching the flock, decided he would fish from atop the dock. Looking for bait, he thought a mistake. He did not like getting wet. To wait for a fin before jumping in, he said, I'll make you a bet. I'll return with a trophy, you know what I mean. I'll catch me the biggest thing you've ever seen. He watched from the dock as the others dove in, fishing for bait as dinner begins. Seymour counted how many times, diving for dinner at least 8 or 9 times. Seymour thought large, so he fished from a barge, miles from the nearest shore. What he had planned was to make it to land with dinner and the biggest score. It was then it was spotted a fin on a wave heading for Seymour, a whale named Dave, diving down as Dave arose. Seymour caught him by the nose. With all of his being, he flapped his wings, lifting his catch, he started to sing. I'm a lion today, preying on prey, doing what seagulls do. I caught this whale so all can tell I'm a better fisher than you. Bets are made and money's played. It's one of the things I do. Baseball to box, it means a lot. And I get it listed,
yeah,
for the things I've witnessed and for all the things to come by. Yeah, okay. It was going really well. And then it stopped.
It stopped right there.
It stopped. Yeah.
Yeah.
It stopped.
I could end it. I'm a better fisher than you. I'm just gonna do it
that way. That's where I'd end it. That's where I'd end it. Yep. I'd end it right there. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Works for me.
It sounded so much better you reading it. Jeez.
Well, I have nice rhythm, Matt. That's nice rhythm. I you would have liked it. Reminded me a little, the Seymour the Seagull thing. It reminded me a little bit of a YouTube video that I saw a day or two ago, yeah? And it had a seagull here at a supermarket in Australia. And the seagull got its way into the doors, you know, so it pressed the pad and flapped its way in and got its way to the display where there were a whole heap of ready meals for people to eat. And it grabbed a pack of sandwiches and then got its way out again. Which is fairly inspirational, really, if you think about it. Self-serve, all that.
Yeah.
So Seymour the Seagull sort of reminded me of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Was that in Australia?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I have to show it. Because
there are videos of a couple different dogs that just walk right in. They know where the treats are. Another one with a bird, I think a crow.
Yes.
Maybe some baboons or something. I think the baboons do a mob a store, just like humans
do. Well,
there you go. that's good. Huh?
So, anyways, there you go. I thought you'd like it. So putting all that to one side. Did you want to say some things about the poem?
I like how you were on a roll with of course the trademark had a rhyme, and you were all over the place, and it was really cool. And then I was trying to figure out, why did you feel stumped at the end? Can I get a listen for the things I've witnessed and for all the things to come by?
I think I so wanted to put "Can I get a witness" into the end of it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
I can't explain things.
No, you're wrong.
I'm a lion today, preying on prey, doing what seagulls do. I caught this whale so all can tell I'm a better fisher than you. I like the little bit of attitude in there, too. And I'm sorry, I had to giggle because the whale's name is Dave.
I know.
Too cool.
I know. This first thing came, I got so funny. You'll get a laugh.
It was a silly
one. You have to think about that. Good. No, it's very good. Chaos. Did you want to say a few words about Hatter and Seymour Seagull?
Seymour. You're happy.
I'm sorry. Anything with seagulls makes me think of the crazy seagulls at Walmart. We are a landlocked state. We should not have seagulls, but we have seagulls in the Walmart parking lot.
There you
go.
They know where to stop to get a good deal.
Especially back when we had a McDonald's in our Walmart, they could eat French fries. But this was, I do think this is fun the way the both like all puffed up about the better fishermen.
Better fisher.
I don't know. That's a very fun.
Because
you can't say fisherman because he's not a man. Just a fisher.
No, you did go there. That's good. Rack. What did you think of stories of told from memory past?
I thought it was pretty cool. I loved the title. I was kind of hoping for a fish story about the one that got away, though. Because, you know, they kind of go together. that stereotypical, you know, he was this big.
Yes.
You were looking for an ending, so it's like it got away from you. Anyways,
yeah.
The poem was fantastic. You had great rhythm and rhyme in it, and you could have went any direction, really. You could have kept going. You could have rode that wave.
Yeah. You know what I have envisioned? If the old Bugs Bunny cartoon with the vulture.
He
said the broom, baby, bumblebee. That's what I had envisioned.
No, I completely. Now, Hatter, a fair warning.
Yeah.
You have to come up with a topic for next week. Yes.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yes.
I will.
Just putting it out there because, you know, sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes a bit of doing, you know. So just saying.
Give me two minutes.
Sorry, Hannah.
2 minutes. Just give me a couple minutes. I'll figure it out.
2 minutes. No, that's okay. No, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got 2 minutes. For sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Deborah, the other night we had something that said it would be a good prompt. What was it? On the show. One of the shows.
Meantime, we have a poem from Chaos that has been placed on the board. And Chaos, I have put you up on the wall, so to speak.
Okay.
So if you would do us the
I guess I will read
your piece. Yes.
Okay. It is called Does Lady Justice Hold Court Over Heart? Walk this world as blinded as you, finding a light that has never felt so warm, desperate follow. Never having balanced, have the scales finally tripped against the favor of fear. I am caught by an arrow, or is it a sword, serving justice in a life that has been trapped in the cold? Sorry, I can't read tonight.
Done very, very well. I liked that poem a lot, Chaos. Not just a little bit, a lot. Because it sort of tiptoes around the sort of blacks and whites and shadows and fears and does it tiptoeing on scales. And I really, really thought it was really cool. But that's just me. We'll see what Deb thinks. Deb, what did you think?
You know, I like the fact that you always have an approach that's unexpected and different from anybody else, which is what we strive for, you know. But I walk this world as blinded as you, finding a light that has never felt so warm and desperate to follow. There's a lot of depth in just that stanza right there, that has never felt so warm and you're desperate to follow. I'm like, wow. And then at the end there, am I caught by an arrow or is it just a sword serving justice in a life that's been trapped in the cold? And it's like, okay, you mentioned the scales in the middle, which I totally passed by, but there's just something about being desperate for that warmth in the beginning and then feeling trapped in the cold at the end. And it's like, yeah, you're never balanced because you're not warm enough. You're trapped in the cold. And justice, serving justice in a life that's trapped in the cold. Sometimes you feel like no matter what you do, you can't get justice for something, and that would make you feel trapped in the cold. So this could be taken in so many different ways. I think that's part of the charm. And then look at it. It's just three little stanzas, so it's a brevity that you could go so many places with. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. And Hatter, what did you think of Chaos's brevity?
I thought it was going to rhyme. and I tripped myself. I walked this world as blinded as you, finding a light that never turns blue or something. That never. So I tripped on warm, desperate. This is just me, Chaos. It's not criticizing you. So I had to pick it back up, and the scales finally ripped against. I like the way you stutter right there. The favor of fear. The flavor of fear. Am I caught by an arrow or is it a sword? So you didn't see it coming. You know, the arrow would come in a lot quicker. Very good. I love the metaphors in it. So much there. Very good, Chaos. Like you never left.
Thank you, Hatter. And Rack, if you want to say a few words about Chaos's post.
I thought it was beautiful. I like the idea. See, Deb mentioned balance. I thought it was, if you look at the metaphors and the imagery, you know, there was a beautiful balance between the two of them. And like you said, you know, you could take it different ways, which, again, I love poetry that lets you, you know, it kind of, you're not guiding anybody by the hand. You're putting the thought out there and letting them take the path that they find. And, you know, it's what you see. And in this case,
yeah,
you can't see because justice is blind. So that added to the metaphor, too. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, great. Great comment, right. Thank you, Chaos. Thank you. That was a wonderful contribution. Thank you. I am now going to go to the wall, and we got a piece given to us by Kate, and she also very kindly sent a sound file of her reading it. So this is Kate now, and on the SoundCloud. Here we go now.
Love Not Need More by Kay. Gatherings of wintertime brews are the homespun ballads and sunset's frost. Lamb's wool, wool fabric, and dismissal of school days become the uniform of growing. Through charcoal soot and poorhouse furnaces, cast iron skillets bare, scrape molens of thankfulness. In a thrift of plain song praises, melodia of virtue or hymns cradling the bones against the blights. End of poem.
Thank you, Kay, again. And a really interesting piece of art there that you've got from, I know the artist that you've been following closely, Lisa Asato, and just some amazing use of words through the charcoal soot in poorhouse furnaces. It just very evocative, like the picture that is in front of us there. And I was going to go to Rack to get some thoughts.
You're digging in an empty pit there. I like the way Kay writes. You know, it's abstract sometimes, but it's not, I don't know. She's beautiful with bringing nature into what she writes about, and you know, I feel like she ties herself to the pictures that she writes to and whatnot, and I'm missing half of, you know, what she's offering us. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I like I was saying before about, you know, your own perspective and going your own way and interpreting it, she does a great job of giving you that wiggle room that you know, you could still take the feeling and emotion that she's offering and come up with your own idea. I like it, you know. I like the way that she presented it. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Rex. And Deb, did you think?
Well, this was a really interesting prompt that they did because she used all of Lisa's art, and it was a particular collection from A Christmas Carol. So this would be like,
yeah,
Tiny Tim type of, but I liked how she tied in the metaphors, like the, in the thrift of plain song praises, the thrift, like, for me, it put me in the mind of a thrift shop, because, like, that's where he would have been able to get his clothes. And the hymns cradling the bones against the blights. There's something, let me go back to the first line for a minute, though. Gathering of wintertime brews, the homespun ballads of sunset's frost. Now, he's singing, and there's just something so gorgeous about that opening line, and the homespun ballads. I mean, I call her the metaphor queen because nobody blends metaphors the way she does, and it's another way of it touches many people, and every one of them will see it in a different way because of the way she threads the metaphors together. So, like, I think, even though it's just a picture of him with his eyes closed and he's singing, and you know he's really into the song because his eyes are closed and his head's tossed back, and those homespun ballads are just usually very comforting. And you can see a comfort in his face. He doesn't look distressed at all, even though he's probably really hungry because up until this point, a few moments later, they didn't really have a whole lot to eat for dinner. So it was just like I said, there's just something about the way she pulls out the metaphors and sends you on a journey of thinking and takes you all over the place.
Cool. Thank you, Deb. And Chaos, did you want to say a few words about about Kate, please?
It was taking me a little while to work in the connections here and the music and it finally kind of struck me and everything ties together now in my head. It took I've been very scattered lately, but this finally tied together all of a sudden, and it just everything wove together, and the way she put ballads in the sunsets and all the way down to the hymns, even the fabric and the skillets and everything has a sound to it, and it ended up basically the entire poem had sounds to it, and it just finally sang to me, and it turned out to be she mixed all of these things together to finally have all of her images finally got to me, and it just really was an amazing thing and beautifully done. Sometimes on her poetry, she has all these beautiful words that she puts together, and it takes me a minute for them all to click. But this is amazing. So anyway,
that's well done. And Hat up. Did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I've said this about Kay. Her metaphors that she creates, they are precise, if that makes sense, metaphoric thought, rather than a chaotic or a really abstract metaphor, which I would probably consider myself. Yeah. She's really, really precise with hers. The very last word, the line, the bones against the blight, I found it odd because I didn't see any other reference to a bird. Isn't that a blight, a bird disease, or is that the like the journey, a journal of a life journey of the blights, the bad things?
Yeah.
It's a book.
Yeah.
So the bones against the blights. I thought that was a great line. The virtue of the hymns cradling the bones against the blights. See what I mean? That's just tight.
Yeah, no. Just it's got the contrast is there. Now, Hatter, I have to ask you, have you got your topic sorted for next week?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go 100 times 1,000 different ways. Use that.
We can work that.
100 times 1,000 different ways.
100 times 1,000 different ways. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Sound okay?
Yeah.
Just integrate that.
Yep.
You don't have to use those exact that exact phrase.
No. But it's the vibe. 100 times 1,000 different ways. Yeah. No, we can do that. We can do that. Okay. Sounds good. Now, Deb, we've got one final poem on the board. That's Dave's. We don't have a SoundCloud for that, do we?
There's no SoundCloud, and he hasn't been on since yesterday, and when I sent him a message earlier, obviously he hasn't seen it yet, so I would say just give it a read for him.
I'll read it, yeah? How's that? I'll read for you. I'll do my best. I know it's not you, so where are we? Oh, and hello to Wayne. It looks like you've got something else on, but good of you to drop by. So this is A Song of Scales by Dave Prophet, and goes a bit like this. This epistle unto myself, a sign of the scales, my dictionary upon its shelf. 'Tis a book unto itself, makes my vocabulary pale, monstrous as Ahab's wail. The major scale, its cousin in miners, old fishermen's tales. Truck scales, tattle, how much do you think it weighs, this product of driver's prattle? Ah, it's not that heavy, say, your race appointment to coo, heavier now than yesterday. In for a penny, in for a pound today, scales the wrong way, who knew? A little here essential weight takes away. Not as easy as you think, make it light, but make it safe, removing it all but the kitchen sink. Tiny garter snakes, pretty scales wink in metallic blues and reds, sort of makes you think about dragon scales on giant heads, or if your girlfriend's built to scale and she exits your bed. Her instructions you haven't read, the scales of her heat-treated tongue just make you deaf instead. Cup of good deeds, scales not easily read these days, might as well be in braille. God bless our details, God bless you, God bless my scale tales. End poem. Deb, what did you think?
Well, for starters, I think it's pretty cool that he went through a few of them too. Like he's got Ahab's whale in here, and
yes,
the major scale, it's cousins and miners on fishermen's tales. So I kind of think it's a miners and fishermen's tale is sort of like those, I think they were mentioned earlier, those fish tales where it was like yay big type of thing. and in for a penny, in for a pound, tips the scales the wrong way. Who knew? A little here, a central weight takes away. It had a playfulness in some of the stanzas. And about dragon scales on giant heads, or if your girlfriend is built to scale when she exits your bed, I think he did a little bit on every kind of scale, from standing on it to weigh to the fish scales, which is interesting because when I posted the topic on the chat wall to inspire people, I put a scale that you would weigh yourself on. I put the scales of justice. I put fish scales, and I put I can't even remember what the other one was. Oh, musical scales. And I think he turned around and found a way to just incorporate them all, which was fun.
It was fun. Rack, what did you think of Dave's piece?
Fun pretty much sums it up. I like the broadness of it too. But when you do something to scale and he managed to include in for a penny, in for a pound even. I love, expressions like that. They really make me think, because there's a lot rooted behind where things like that come from, and it just
yeah.
usually opens my mind in all kinds of different places, very, very contemplative. And so, yeah, he did an excellent job making us think.
What did you think? Hello, Hatter?
Yeah, unmuted.
Hello.
I like the rhyming pattern in it. It sounds a little familiar.
Yeah.
You read it very well. You read it, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, it was Villanelle-esque. It was three, not four. And so I read it like I would read a Villanelle.
You know, and those repeating rhyme words, the same sound words repeated, works with three lines better than it does four.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
So that's
very
clever.
And as I said, I read it like it was a Villanelle. Chaos, what did you think of Dave's piece?
I thought this was really cool. How many different scale fevers into this? Thought it was fun that he took the musical scales and threw in Old Fisherman's Tales, the Major's Cousin and Minor's Old Fisherman's Tales. That was cool. But then, I don't know, the rhyme scheme, it's very interesting. It's almost like it trips into the next. Am I wrong that it trips into the next stanza?
It does. Yep. Exactly right. Yep. It does. Yep. Agreed. Yep. I saw that too. So,
I apologize if you can hear my children.
No, not at all.
They are not being quiet as they should be.
No. That's what children do. That's chaos. They're noisy. That's what they do.
The chaotic
part of
ones
the job
are being chaotic.
It's part of the job description. So, thank you. Deb, I'm going to go to you to talk about what is coming up this week on the Team of Voices.
Okie dokie. It's looking like we should have a pretty busy week this week. We have Monday, of course, which is the poems from the red topic that wasn't read. And then we have new choices in whale as a topic with a little nod to Sweet Pea for her third anniversary. And then we have off on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we're going to do Hatter's Jukebox, which is a tribute to George.
Yes.
Yeah, the concert for George.
Concert for George, okay.
This is George Harrison, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And there are some really cool tributes for him that you can find on YouTube, which is probably what started Hatter. That's Wednesday. And then Thursday, if she's up to it, because her injured hands were injured again and she's dealing with some pain, so I don't know for sure. But just in case, it's a really fun topic. She gave you two of her different poems that people tortured her. Oh, you should write a part two for that. And she was hoping that people would be inspired by it and then maybe write a continuation. Or even if you have one of yours that people were like, I want it more, you should have kept it going, maybe keep that going.
Yeah.
So it's about the rest of the story is what her topic is. And let me see here. I believe that is Friday is the last Friday. Yes, Friday is the last Friday of the month, which means the man cave with Stephen and Hatter, where they sit around and have fun. And then it brings us back to Saturday night with the three of us again. And Heather, I'm telling you, I'm already having a really tough time with your topic. I'm not even sure where to go.
A hundred times, a thousand different ways.
A thousand different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I already know where I'm going with this one. Yeah. I already know where I'm going with this one.
What is that topic again?
100 times, 1,000 different ways. I'm having a tough time, but I guess I'll figure it out.
I think I'm going to have to see that in writing because for some reason that my brain is not comprehending that.
Called in America. You know how you have those little things that you decorate cakes with for kids? You know the tiny little balls of different colors, like sprinkles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sprinkles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're called hundreds and thousands in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hundreds and thousands? Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hundreds and thousands.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You make fairy bread with those.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, you make fairy bread with that.
Exactly right, yes.
I know that because one of my girlfriends likes that.
and it was really popular when I was young. You know, like super popular. And anyway, so yes, that's where I'll be going. I'll be going with the little sprinkles.
Okay.
Yeah, just so that you know where I'm heading.
Right. All right.
Sounds good. I didn't know you use those for the fairy bread. They just melt in the batter, huh?
You
put butter on bread and dip it into the sprinkles.
That's it.
Oh, I thought it was like the angel food cake that has the little colored dots in it. I thought.
She's spreading the fairies on the bread like butter.
Like butter.
Like that.
Just like butter.
Well done. Well, we have got to the end of the show, and so my thanks to Hatter and Deb and Chaos and Rack and Kay and Dave. Yes, Hatter.
Does it fit?
Yes, Hatter. What were you going to say?
Does it fit?
Oh, well, I haven't got it yet because it's down at the post office. And you know what I've managed to do, Hatter? I have managed to lose my license. And so I actually need to find my license in order to retrieve said item.
No, you use your passport. Passport should be just as good.
It doesn't have my address on it. But I will do that if I can't find it today.
I don't think it needs to.
I have set myself the task of actually finding this bloody thing today because I need it anyway. So that is what's going to happen today. And whatever happens, I'm grabbing it tomorrow. Whatever happens, I've got my passport. I'll grab it tomorrow.
AP,
I'll send you a photo when I've got it. So anyway, I'll send you a photo. Okay, so I think we're done, Deb and Adder, and thank you, Chaos, thank you, Rack. And I'm going to get off and try and find my license in the middle of all this stuff.
AP, you had a couple emergency visits. Do they take your ID when you get there?
It's possible that it might well be sitting in a hospital somewhere, Deb. Yes.
That's what my first thought was.
I've been to a few. No, you're right. And I wasn't quite compass mentis either at the time, so anyways, we will work our way through that, as with everything. You know, the police, the problem, the smallest problem we have is you get an intensive care ambulance, you can't work out whether you have license, you probably haven't done too badly. So, anyway, onwards and forwards. Okay, you know, I am going to shut the show down. And, right? Hannah, you're
at
back.
At least you know it's there.
Oh, I know it's there. Well, I'm still here. So, and I do know it's there. You're right. Thank you.
Sure.
We are back next week for hundreds and thousands of different things with Hatter. Until then, thank you again for everybody for joining us, and we will be back next week. Thank you.
Yep.
Love and respect, everyone.
Good night. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
See you
guys.
Thank you. See you all soon. Here we go. Bye, everybody. Very much. This is where I go and boot my computer into the heartland and see what's going on with it. Should be working. Not doing anything.